Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. The Ohtani interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, the affidavit, the FBI affidavit, police affidavit, was published yesterday and contains all the details about how this whole thing went down with Mizuhara stealing. Turned out the number was $16 million. We thought it was $4.5 million at first.
It's crazy that a lot of people were incredulous about how he could steal $4.5 million without Ohtani knowing. Now it turns out he sold $16 million at least, and actually everybody believes Ohtani now.
Yeah, right. Not everybody.
That's true.
I'm still hearing people that think that Ohtani is – that this guy is taking the fall for Ohtani in this.
There's the text evidence alone is enough for me to be like, all right,
If you believe that, if you still believe after this affidavit has come out that Shohei Ohtani is paying Ipe Mizuhara to take the fall for him, you haven't read the story. You haven't read the affidavit. You haven't read the text account of what went on between Mizuhara and this bookie for years, literally years, going back to the fall of 2021 when he opened his account with him. And on top of that, I would say, before we get into a few of the juicy details of this affidavit, I would say that the fact that Shohei Ohtani allowed this to happen, you know, $16 million, I don't want to say it means he's dumb or anything like that. It is a serious issue of negligence of your own money, for sure. I don't think he's an outlier or anything. I think there's other athletes that just don't pay attention to their finances because they have people to do that for them. Shohei just picked a horrible person to do it for him. That's all.
But the only thing,
if we are taking it as, well, that was really dumb of Shohei. The only thing that would be dumber would be lying to the feds on a big case like this. You know, like, that's what I need to remind people. The FBI is involved in this. This is not two kids on a playground, you know?
It's not two kids on the playground, but I think a lot of people, like, if you've already got it set in your mind that Ohtani did this, no matter what, because you want it to be true, then you're going to figure out ways where either the FBI is inept or what have you.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is that there were thousands and thousands of text messages between Ohtani and Mizuhara where gambling was never once mentioned. Yeah. And, like, the paper trail of Ohtani's advisors, like, trying to find out what was going on with this one account that they didn't have access to. The biggest thing by far I've learned in all of this is that, I mean, this is a fear of mine going back to childhood, Sean. I was kind of joking when I said this, but you think about like a blind R&B singer who has to rely on his managers to handle all of his money for him.
Right.
That's what it's like if you don't speak a language and you're relying on your interpreter to handle all your money for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's stuff can go missing and you don't even know it was ever supposed to be there in the first place.
Yeah.
And the interpreter, meanwhile, is people are talking to your interpreter as if your interpreter is you. So the interpreter is able to misrepresent anything and everything in your life.
He helped set up the accounts, the interpreter did. He had all the passwords. He had not just the passwords, he had the backup code words and things like that, all the validation information. You need. He had everything. And there were times on the phone where he was representing himself as Ohtani. That was part of the. That was one of the funnier parts of the investigation, is that the FBI is listening to recordings of these phone calls to get these wires approved. And they're like, wow, Shohei all of a sudden speaks English, huh?
Really
Yeah,
I was wondering about that. That's where he got it real sloppy. Well, it goes to show that he's not a criminal mastermind. He's a guy that he had just got himself into
a degenerate gambler who got in way over his head and had a rich friend that the bookie knew he had this rich friend and that he was good for it via Shohei Ohtani one way or another. You know, that somehow this money was going to get paid. To me, the juiciest part of this is where Ipe Mizuhara asked for his credit line to be expanded and is kind of like texting, like, hey, you know I'm good for it. I've always been paying here. And so Boyer, the last name of the bookie is Boyer. I think it's Matthew Boyer is the bookie's name. Gives him a bigger line of credit, knowing full well he's who he is. He's Shohei's interpreter. And then they get to about November of 2023, and Ipe has piled up a huge, huge negative number in his account, a huge one, to where he's not paying. And Boyer is trying to get payment out of this guy, and Ipe Mizuhara is ghosting him. He's just not answering his phone. You know, he's doing what degenerate gamblers do, and they're in way over their head, and they're not sure they can get that much money. And November 17th, 2023, Matthew Boyer sends a text to Ipe Mizuhara and says, hey, Ipe, it's 2 o'clock on Friday. I don't know why you're not returning my calls. I'm here in Newport Beach, and I see Ohtani walking his dog. I'm just going to go up and talk to him and ask how I can get in touch with you since you're not responding. Please call me back immediately, end quote. I was shocked with how many people thought that this guy actually saw Ohtani walking his dog.
There's no
way this guy, like, it just so happens Ohtani's walking his dog.
The only thing about that is I don't know if maybe, like, did the bookie know for sure whether, and I could see it being either way. The thing is, I think sometimes people have a perception that somehow the bookies are always way more violent than most of them are.
Yeah.
I think, like, the bookie in my hometown was just the guy who's, you know, local business owner who, as far as I know, there were never any rumors of him, you know, sinking people in lakes with concrete or anything. But it paints a picture of how things were going.
Yeah.
And that, basically the bookie thought that Ohtani was in on it. Like, but if you can imagine it this way, because people keep saying, like, well, why would he extend that credit to an interpreter? A, this is not FICO. Like, it's a bookie.
Yeah.
And as long as you keep paying your debts off, then he doesn't really care. B, he probably assumes that it's Ohtani, you know? But this is like if you had gone to get a loan, you have bad credit, so you forge your dad's signature as your cosigner, you know?
Yes.
Like, that's how you got the credit. You forged a cosigning, basically.
Yep. Here are the numbers. This is the other thing I thought was, if you want the magnitude, a grasping of the magnitude of how much this guy was betting, we'll call it Ipelytics. How much did he gamble? He was placing 25 bets per day on average. Mm-hmm. 25 per day. This is my favorite part. Ranging from $10 to $160,000. And for me, as somebody who used to bet old school like Ipe was, like you call up a bookie and place your bets, I'm just picturing Ipe going, give me $10 on the Vikings, give me $25 on the Packers, give me $160,000 on the Dolphins.
I think
he was doing 10 and 160,000 on the same card, on the call.
In this way, Mizuhara is very similar to Warren Buffett, you know, in that, like, Warren Buffett,
this will be good.
mega billionaire,
yeah.
But, like, if you ever seen his morning routine, he goes to McDonald's, and he's got, like, the exact change for the Egg McMuffin that he's going to get and all of this. So, yeah, I think there's a, it's like a much, much completely different version of Warren Buffett.
Between 10 and 160, he placed 19,000 bets over a three-year period.
19,000 bets over a three-year period.
Yeah.
Forging quite a relationship with this Bowyer, however you pronounce it. It's spelled B-O-W-Y-E-R.
Yeah,
I think Siri, when she reads these stories to me, pronounces it Boyer as well. So let's go with Siri's pronunciation.
Sounds good to me.
Let me ask you this, Sean, because you had this question.
Yeah.
This is what you were skeptical of originally.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm 100%. After thousands of people have accused me of being overly naive and believing that there was plausibility to Ohtani's side. I'm not going to gloat too much today, but you were skeptical that Mitsuhara would be able to just keep his gambling in general a secret from Shohei Ohtani. I believe originally Ohtani professed to know nothing at all about his gambling issues. You were skeptical of that.
I was.
What does that now do? Can you envision now how he was able to keep it separate from Ohtani?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Now that I've... Well, as you pointed out, the trail of text messages is a very telling thing. And just to give you an idea, they have the text messages that the FBI combed through.
Yeah.
Both between Ipe and the bookie and Ipe and Shohei. 9,700 pages worth.
Right.
Like,
it's pages.
Pages, yeah. Like, it's like... pages and pages and pages of text between them, and they didn't find anything. So, yeah.
But I think the thing that you were skeptical of was that since you've known problem gamblers before, is that the actual problem gambler would be able to avoid, like, talking about, referencing all this, like, just gambling in general.
Yeah.
Not just whatever involved in Tani, but you thought it was unlikely that Mitsuhara would be able to disguise his gambling or hide his gambling.
That he wouldn't accidentally... I mean, you're around somebody 24 hours a day. Yeah. That you wouldn't accidentally drop something. I was skeptical of that. Maybe where I was being projecting a little too much is that as somebody who does gamble, I've never had a gambling problem like this. I like to gamble. But as you've pointed out, I've had people around me in my inner circle who have had gambling issues. Is that you? If you do gamble, you can kind of sniff out the behavior sometimes, and Shohei just strikes me as somebody who is completely naive to stuff like that.
Right, and there's the language gap too. Mitsuhara is able to conduct some conversations in English.
Yep,
and I've just known too many people that had like multiple relationships with multiple women at the same time, where each one of those women completely thought they were the only one and all these other women were psycho. Like, there's just... I've seen some pretty crazy stuff that people pull up.
Yeah, I underestimate the ability of somebody who is sociopathic about something to be able to mask the behavior, probably. Yeah, yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
That's the explanation. This guy had access to all the Shohei stuff, and he went to town, man. He went to work.
What do you think? What do you think, Ohtani? Do you think he ever suspected anything?
No.
Just that. This is where him being, like, and honestly, when I put myself in his shoes, like, he does a lot of things. Ohtani follows a lot of the advice that we all wish we could all follow all the time. Like, his singular focus on what he's passionate about. His ability to, eliminate distractions from his life and to live frugally. And then also, when it comes to his money, probably not fixate on the money side of things, just focus on the actual process of his job. And in doing so, it created a perfect environment where if somebody was willing to violate his trust, it was actually going to be relatively easy to do, because he was so insulated from everything else.
Do you think that this was the only thing that Ipe was doing, where he was impersonating Ohtani, or do you think he was doing other things?
No, didn't he do something with trading cards? Didn't he? That's right. I think he was probably getting hotel reservations. Or restaurant reservations.
Cutting in front of everybody? Yeah.
I think he was trying to get like discounts at the Motel 6 by calling up and saying, this is Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani on the line here. His interpreter, technically, but you know the deal.
Do you think Do you think he was on Tinder or dating apps as Shohei Ohtani by any chance?
Not as Shohei Ohtani, but as a representative of Shohei Ohtani.
Okay.
He was, I don't think he... I think he probably did a lot of stuff where he's like, well, I'm Shohei Ohtani, and you know I'm good for it. Okay. So, like, hey, I'm sending a... I want to send a car over for my buddy Ipe, okay?
Right.
I'm Shohei Ohtani. You know I'm good for it. And then the car would show up and take Ipe Ohtani.
Yelp reviews, you think? Stuff like
that? Yes, Yelp reviews. Yes, exactly. This is Shohei Ohtani's interpreter here. So, you know, basically the same thing as Ohtani. This is the worst Japanese restaurant in San Francisco.
Shohei,
I'll tell you that much.
Shohei is a tough audience at these restaurants, man. One star.
Losing $16 million a year or coming off as is way
Karen,
too online.
Karen.
Yeah.
If I had Shohei's resources, I'd rather lose $16 million than be thought of as a Karen.
Shohei Ohtani is a toxic, banned from Texags. Yeah. Ohtani has gotten way too toxic on Texags. Damn it. The guy comes on here and is just like, everything's an emergency and everything's racial.
You know who's got the hottest Jimbo Fisher takes?
You know what?
Shohei Ohtani.
You're not going to believe what Ohtani said about black quarterbacks on Texags. Oh, man. I imagine, like, everybody, there's, like, Ohtani's interpreter has, like, 29 different online avatars, like, posing as Ohtani himself.
Ohtani's like, well, now I know why Mookie Betts hasn't been talking to me since I got here.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, see, that was fun. The Ohtani affidavit to the one guy who's like, no, anything else. Yeah, no, man, that was some good stuff. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Let's get to some headlines. We have to. The Astros, they lose yesterday. God, this is torture. The game being on replay in studio has really sucked so far this year. They're right in the middle of the first inning right now. That thing is a light blue pinwheel, the base paths. My God. All right, we'll get to that in headlines. Rockets in headlines. OJ is dead. We'll get to all that coming up next. Yeah, he's dead.
No,
he's still dead.
I didn't even know.
Still dead.
Oh, gosh. All right.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.